Welcome back to the program. It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. I thought this morning we would start off by talking about a rather interesting and controversial story that's hit the news that it's not getting a lot of discussion. Jennifer Flowers, remember her?
Yes. She is one of Bill Clinton's accusers.
Right. Apparently, she was his main squeeze. Apparently, she was his main affair for a long time. She came out to Mail Online, the Daily Mail publication, and said that Bill was the love of her life and that she was the love of his. She believed that they would still be together had the birth of Chelsea not occurred. That's got to make Chelsea feel great, you know? And then she also dropped another little bomb. Did you guys hear this?
I have heard this. Go ahead and share with the nice people about what Jennifer Flowers had to say.
Jennifer Flowers made it very clear that Hillary Clinton is bisexual and has had more affairs with other women than Bill has. and that Bill knew and Bill didn't care. Hey, baby, how come you don't bring some of them ladies home? So this, and it seemed like she dropped this bomb and everybody's like, eh, well, you know, that happens. Now, there's a little more to this story. She's also saying that Anthony Weiner's wife,
Huma Aberdeen,
is Hillary's main squeeze.
Special friend,
yep.
Right.
And has been for quite a long time. Now, the reports are from, one of the New York publications is saying, the New York Post is publishing that Hillary has given Huma an ultimatum. Get rid of Anthony Weiner. Separate yourself from him or separate yourself from the Hillary Clinton organization.
All right. A couple of things about the players or the bad actors in all of this.
I think players is a pretty good description.
There you go. Jennifer Flowers, spelled with a G, not a J, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Flowers claims that her relationship with Bill Clinton went on for 12 years.
Yeah.
It boggles my mind that someone could be married and be having an affair for 12 years without their spouse knowing. That there would have to be a phone number or a phone call or a chance meeting or so. There is no one who can successfully cover their tracks, in my opinion, for a 12-year period.
I think that either Hillary turned a blind eye to it, or chose to ignore
my wagon to you, and this is the price of our relationship, or whatever.
And I think, in my opinion, it was very clear that the marriage was one of convenience when all of the scandals broke, including the Monica Lewinsky situation. And Hillary said, "Nope, I'm not going anywhere."
On the other side of that, if you are, say, the cheating man in a 12-year affair, afterwards, wouldn't you say the marriage is not worth it?
Obviously,
if you're with someone for 12 years, that's more than just a sex on the side relationship. You would know things about them.
That's a full-on relationship.
Right. That's a full double life or whatever. And eventually, you would choose one or the other. You'd say, I like this woman who is my wife, or I like this woman who is my mistress.
Look at Charles Kuralt. This man traveled all over the country and had two entire families, two wives, two groups of families. But they were
Charles Kuralt is a special case.
Think how exhausting that must be.
But
his
career was that of a traveling man. He was a reporter who did reports from the road all the time.
You're not saying that's an excuse.
No, but
I mean, it's not right, but I understand.
But he'd be the exception to the rule.
For other people,
a 12-year affair is not realistic.
All right,
at all.
Now you're bringing this up and in delving into their personal lives. For the reason I would imagine that you believe that this kind of behavior disqualifies Hillary from being president of the United States, and that's why you're talking about it?
No, I think this is coming out now as a coordinated effort. I don't think this is a surprise. I don't think this is something that Hillary is like, oh, no! I think Hillary is saying, okay, let's get this out of the way so that when I run in 2016, it's a non-issue.
Yeah, let's imagine that this rumor is true. And again, this is just rumors, he said, she said, or whatever. The American people, I think, have a right to know at least enough about someone's personal life, if they're gay or not, if they're in a marriage that isn't really a marriage but just covers. I think the American people have a right to know about that.
I would have to agree. When you are running for the highest office in the land, your life is an open book.
Right. People should know, hey, I'm single, or hey, I'm married, or hey, I'm straight, or hey, I'm gay. Mm-hmm. That can't be not known and covered up.
I'm going to go along with you because there are certain characteristics for a president that I will support and certain characteristics I will not support. Things that fall in line with my belief system and things that do not. I don't want to be surprised.
Yeah, you know? And you know what? I don't think being gay or being lesbian disqualifies someone.
No.
I think it does have to be disclosed.
I believe so. I don't think it is a disqualifier. It does not align with my belief system, so therefore I'm not going to support her.
You wouldn't support her anyway.
Well, absolutely not.
If it was a conservative Republican candidate who was gay, could you vote for them?
Nope. Sorry. It does not fall in line with my belief systems. I am not going to compromise who I am and what I believe in just to choose the lesser of two evils.
All right, and a final point on this. Huma is an interesting case, too, because Huma has a special deal at the State Department that no one else has.
Yeah.
Huma is a State Department employee. She is a top-level advisor for the Secretary of State, or who used to be the Secretary of State. She is the only person in that department who was allowed to have a private consulting firm. She was an advisor, and she offered her expert analysis to politicians, to companies, to people who wanted to do business in the Middle East, which was her area of expertise.
Yeah.
And everyone else, either you worked for state and got a government paycheck, or you had your own company on the side and you couldn't do both.
Yeah.
Except her.
Yeah, very, very interesting. I just thought we'd throw that out there. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're going to check in with Justin Lowe next.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's in the news. Vladimir Putin said that he may seek a fourth term. Yeah, Putin added, but that's up to the people to decide. Then he laughed for 10 minutes. Shirtless.